Howdy doody, folks. You're listening at Space Plane, CKUT 90.3. Until 2 a.m.
The military, the support we have, military, health, farming, anything, no matter what, where you call it, the backers are all the power in creation. Limitless, you know, backing and protection. I am, Lily and I are the mother and father of the Trok race. And you will meet the Drok. And if you plan to meet them, please bring a second set of clothes, because you might very well soil the set you're wearing. They are dragons. They're about 8 foot tall, maybe 10. And they weigh, full-grown, healthy adults, they weigh maybe as little as 800, but usually 1,000 pounds or more.
Connected me some trees.
I've done an incredible amount of cleaning on the other side, and I'm about to finish it when I get out of here.
J. Aurelius Essex doing what it got to do on the other side when it comes time to cross over, which is coming soon, and y'all can feel it too, right? I mean, not for all of us, but Jay, when he go on and do all the things that he always say.
I won't be here for 2021, physically anyway. I'll always be here. Nothing can get rid of me. But anyway, they grabbed a piece of original first being essence. Original first being negative source, and shoved it inside the body. And then it took over the body. So what's inside George Soros is very dark, nasty, negative, pure original source energy. When I say pure, I'm talking about pure nasty. It's just original negative source. And it happens, and it, this particular piece of it is 87% lower frequencies. That's why you look at George Soros and stuff, and they know... he easily just openly says, you know, people don't matter. I don't care about this. I don't believe in a God or anything. I do what I want, you know. And if I can do it to people, if I can screw people over and they let me, you know, because they can't stop me, then good, good for me. That's why he's like that. Now, I've gone to him 2 times to pull that out of him and kill him. Now, a lot of y'all know that I've done a lot of stuff when you had angels bothering you, I go get them, take care of them. A few of you have had people that had real negative source inside them, and they were bothering you. Right, Kimberly? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Hi, Kimberly.
And then I turned around and pulled it. I warned it two times. And a third time, I pulled it out of the body and destroyed it. And then when I did that, the body, the male body that this nasty negative female being was in, all of a sudden he woke up. He was in Sweden, and all of a sudden he woke up, and he called her up right away and said, "What did you do? The part of me is missing. You know, I've been raped, spiritually raped, yada yada yada." And then she told him that she talked with me, and you know that I talked with that thing inside him, and gave her two chances, and after that I killed her. Well, I was going to go do that to Zoros, pull him out. And I was immediately stopped by everyone on the other side. They were screaming, "No, no, no, don't do that." And then they told me I had plans for him that I'm just not aware of while I'm in this stupid body. I keep telling you all, you are so much more than what you think you are. It's just when you're in a body, everything's screwed up. It's like taking a tuning fork and you touch it and it makes a beautiful noise. And when you put it near your ear, you do it again, stick it in tar, and it goes... Again, a little while ago, because I get so pissed out of my job, I'm anxious to do this, and everyone freaked out even harder. No, leave him alone. You've got special plans for him. Well, you'll see what I'm going to do to him. It's going to be in public. It'll be everywhere. He's the one that's behind this. In 2017, in 2016, early 2016, I started talking about the Anunnaki. The good Anunnaki that are here, are here, not the nasty ones that have been here running this planet for over about ten and a quarter million years. But the Drak, the Nantids, and then the good Anunnaki came down here and ripped them all out and got rid of them. Well, the ruling house Anunnakis, the bad ones that have been here, nasty, they had their little minions, and then these minions would go talk with, they'd go to talk to different people like George Soros and other generals, presidents, etc., etc., and they'd say that you're going to do this because we want you to, and we're going to give you all this money, and then if you don't want to do it, then we'll just keep the money, we'll start killing off your family. And then you're going to watch us. You're going to watch us do this, and you know you can take it from there. So anyway, there were so many corrupt people on this planet. You know that this planet is filled with nasty people. There are so many put here on purpose by the original first being, female half. You know, this one that everyone has been calling God. Well, that's who has been doing all this stuff. Anyway. She and the male, they're long dead, and these other beings, they have to leave. I'm taking them out. That's my job. So anyway, George Soros, after the ruling party of the nasty Anunnaki here on Earth that have been running it for so long, so many millions of years, after they were taken out, these minions had all this money and everything, and they've been working with a few different people. One of them is George Soros, feeding him so much money. They say he has so many billion. Hey, forget it. This guy's got access to about $4 trillion. So anyway, he gets other billionaires to put money in. Mr. Amazon, Banus, Bezos, all these, Warren Buffett, all these other idiots. Of course, can't forget Google and, you know, Alphabet Company that owns Google, etc. And Twitter, Jack Dempsey. And then Facebook, that's what's-his-face. He was supposed to not go the route he did. But anyway, so they've been pouring all this money into it for the longest time, buying, like, Fox News is communist. They've been bought out of for a while to play the game. And George Soros has been putting all this stuff together. George Soros was has his plans together where he's going to take over, just get delete. The other, the problematic Anunnaki that rulers that used to be here, after they were taken out, they're minions. So he was going to be the top dog on the planet. He was going to rule the Earth. Anyway, all these people that are doing this, they're all about to be taken out. Trump's got a big Trump card that he hasn't played yet, and you'll find out about it soon. Everything's going to come out in the open, and then I am going to destroy China. I'm going to tear it apart. And what's 30% of the population of the planet is not long for being here. They'll be gone soon, dead. And the only good people are the older people that are suffering, and there's just no way to help them except get them out of the body. And like I said, I'm taking the animals, so except for the pets. They're going to be here for a while, pets, and just a few of the younger ones. With these other parts of myself that are still actually attached to me, Trump is part of me. And also what I was saying is that when the original first being male, what's in book number two, I believe, when the original first being male and female started releasing the souls, they released, you'll have to read the book, after the Spiritual Foundation closes, when it opens, the ETs will be publishing these books. Excuse the delay.
Shitty movie from 1990. Otherwise, I'd be here. That's the same year they gave us Ninja Turtles. Was 1990.
What's going to happen now? Okay, Trump is literally going to win. He's already won this election, but he's going to win it. And then they're going to give him another 4 years after that, because what he went through, his first term in office was nothing but being impeached. And that, you know, actually there's a clause in the Constitution that can be taken that way, and it will be. Okay. I'm telling you, because if there's a need for it, I'll make sure it does. That's what's going to happen. That's what needs to happen, and that's what's going to happen on its own or with whatever needs to be, you know, whatever, I'll do it. All these communists are being taken out. That's why China's being destroyed. You'll see that immensely here soon.
Thank you. anything so nice? Stoned out fucking hicks.
February 19th, 2020.
You know what I'm saying? And my spirit guides and my angels and my ancestors, you know, animal totems and things of that nature. So, you know, that's another thing that I did. And another thing that I did, I took his power. When I took his power, I programmed it to a certain sound and vibration. And then another thing is that when I asked him to come around, I asked him to come to me, right? When he came to me, I was directing his source energy. I was first commanding him to come to me right now by him commanding to, by him come obeying and getting up, he was giving me all of that free energy that it took him for me to move him to me. Then when he thought that I had him like look at the computer, but at the time I just jumped in front of him and I stood in front of him and I put my back to him. I know that made him feel very uncomfortable. But in other words, what I was saying in the spiritual realm is that you are behind me.
That's right. Talking about that dude, he behind everybody. I won't even say who it is.
And this is where I'm at in the front. I am God. I am Most High. You know what I'm saying? And by making him feel uncomfortable, that's all he had to do was give me that energy, that emotion, that uncomfortableness or that feeling, and I was binding him up more and taking more of his spiritual authority and his spiritual realms. And when I did that, I set a certain kind of sound and vibration. So now pretty much he's my puppet. And this is like, I command his energy. So like I can go into the room and go like this. I can go like this, right? Put my cipher up to my temple like this. Or I can go like this. I can put both of my fingers like this. And put my fingers like this in a circle and put it into my temple right here. All right, and this is the cipher. And
you get that mutras up around your face, program every motherfucker in the room. I do it on the bus. Watch out for me. You listen to the Fast Play, CKUT 90.3.
Projecting it to his mind, all right? And then I can come back into the room and he'll be doing everything that I wanted him to do, that I programmed him. I control his mind now, you know what I'm saying? And I binded him up so he don't have the ability to think for himself. And then I did some energy work prior to this. I was like, you cannot see me in the spiritual realm. I said, I bind up your eyes. I put shackles over your feet, shackles over your mouth, shackles over your shoulders, shackles over your wrist, shackles over your legs. You know what I'm saying? I bind you up in all planes of existence, silver and gold. You know what I'm saying? I cut off your authority from the spiritual realm. I cut off your strength from the spiritual realm. I cut off your connection to the spiritual realm. I cut off your authority in the spiritual realms. Like, I just did all kind of energy work according to candles, incense, crystals, and certain kind of herbs and shit. And by the time I got there, that energy had already preceded me, and I was able to bind him up physically too. You know what I'm saying? By doing all of this little shit. So now it's to the point where I can go, and he'll just get up, and he don't even know why he's getting up. Or I can say, and he'll feel like a sharp pain in his back. Or I can say, and he'll feel like a sharp pain in his stomach. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or I can go like this. You know what I'm saying? And he'll feel a certain kind of way. Or I can go like this and he'll start walking. Or I can go like this and he'll get scared because my son, my Amun-Ra's out. Or I can go like this. This is my authority. You know what I'm saying? Like Superman stood like this. This is my authority from Ceres. You know what I'm saying? I can go like this.
You look like a woman when you sit like that, shaped like a bear.
in its place. You done did good work, cause that was back in 2013. We're living in a much clearer time. That is to say, there are more sights to be seen.
In 2019, remember?
I'm saying, and this is also Fire and Water, this is also East and West, this is also, you know what I'm saying, this is also all kind of angelic energies too, because Raphael's to the front of me, Uriel's to the right of me, Gabriel's to the left of me, Michael is to the back of me, Metatron is all around me, and Azrael, the angel of death, is right here, is me. I am the angel of death. I embodied the angel of death. So, like, I embody, like, I chose to work with two kind of angelic energies. I work with Raphael, which is healing, and I work with the angel of death. That's just something that I chose because, like, to me, I don't really fear death. I look at it as being, like, a gateway to eternal immortality or everlasting life. In order for you to evolve into a greater state of consciousness, you have to put to death still consciousness that no longer serves you. And in order for you to evolve into a greater state of existence, you have to die. A certain portion of yourself have to die in order for you to be reborn into your higher self. And that doesn't mean that you physically have to die. I'm immortal. All right, I teach immortality. I created a time-space continuum for me to exhort my immortality through 13 cosmic law astrology. And all those who have Dark Lord energy inside of their vessels are also immortal. We're all immortal beings. You're immortal now, whether you know it or not.
Cause this never stops, though. There's always something to be born on to the world of diamond outside. Particles dancing around in the field where dreams come to life. And I'm not talking just about idealism, I'm talking about truth. I mean, the second you hear it, you cannot guess that it's wrong. You could never believe it, too, because you know it ain't good. No, 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 no. Yeah, I'm gonna try to show it to y'all, though.
Have the boats indeed to bring go, and I knew immediately I had to have boats that had coolers that were that held ice for a long time. One of them is a type of catamaran. A lot of these are like speed catamarans, not race boats, regular catamarans, but they do 70, 80 miles an hour. There's a couple of boats.
That's quite a catamaran.
One of them is a Midnight Express, 43 foot with 5 450s on it, 5 450 outboards on it, Mercury's, Mercury racing engines. And
that is wow.
Some of these other folks that are involved with this stuff, I've met them personally. I've met 1, 2, 3, 4.
At least me, at least 7 times, Jay.
I've met 8 of them in person.
Oh, yeah, 8 or 9 times we met.
You'd be surprised.
I was surprised every time.
Look like us. And then so many of them are ET hybrids, Palladians and Germanians.
They got
many
me spooked have, every time!
There were galaxies, but the people from there have come here to the Earth, you know, 11 million years ago. That's why I say when they claim the ET is going to say, this is our, it's not the ETs, it's a new community of people that are here now, plus the ET folks, they were here 11 million years ago. You want to ask yourself, who the hell's got the right to be here? Who was first? It wasn't us.
We always. Come on, you know that. Don't say that us like that includes me.
They colonized. They did a lot of good things.
I remember it was
book two or three. I talked a lot about them when they were here. And the different wars that were going on in space, how it affected the colonies here. I'm here to do a variety of things. I've already done it, but it's been really hard for me to do it was hard for me to offer the quality of job that I wanted to. I can't say there are very few things that I do as well as I wanted to, mostly killing stuff on the other side. It was never meant to go this far. It should have been stopped with getting rid of the original first being halves. Anyway, and ETs, they know this. I talked to them all the time when I was Gandhi.
I bet you can, you little dog too. Don't you wanna be my bitch? my toy box. I'm not bullshitting, Steph. Yes.
You know, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world, motherfucker. I don't like none of this shit that they do in this world. I don't agree with their system in this world, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And I realize the reason why I'm so strong and I have so much endurance and I have so much energy and I have so much this and so much that and I do so much on so many different levels is because I came down here for this. I came down here to protect those beings who need my protection, who need my help. So I wanted to say that. Also wanted to say that, you know, none of this stuff that would be possible without my woman. She really, like, speaking that shit, they want you to believe that you in the third dimension still. That's brainwashing shit. Somewhere along the way, bro, you lost your path a little bit, or your electricity. You know what I'm saying? You need to reignite, you know what I'm saying, that spark that was inside of your ass, that you know, that's absent in you right now, man. Ain't no third. Don't get to kicking that science. That's some weak shit. We ain't in the third dimension, yo. And even in the Bible, it says, speak those things to be not as if it was. So collectively, we are in the fourth and fifth dimension. But I'm speaking that I'm in a dimension. I'm in a dimension that's like way above that. I'm in like, when they say the 2013, I'm in like the 5,000s of dimension. I'm in Dimension 5000. You know, like back in the days, they used to have a slang called Audi 5000. I'm Audi 5000 on these niggas. Like, I'm in the 5000 dimension. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the dude from fucking Outkast came out with, he changed his name to Andre 3000. He's like, he was futuristic on you niggas with his sound and shit, with his vibrations that he was putting out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm futuristic and you supposed to think like that. Speak those things to be not as if they were. Don't try to bring people back into 3D because you probably slipped up, nigga. Nah, fuck that. Iron sharpens iron one to another.
Oh, I always so do that all
I'm
the time.
I'm just your shit and I'm just trying to sharpen you up. Hey, don't create that for me because I don't agree to those terms and conditions. I'm in the fourth and fifth dimension. I've successfully ushered my soul group into the fourth and fifth dimension. And I'm in a dimension called 5000. And in my dimension, it's like, you know, I'm just fucking around right now. Like an example, right? I'm using Kundalini energy from other people. Like I don't even need to work on my Kundalini energy because I can work on your Kundalini energy. You know what I'm saying? Like I was having a conversation with this one girl and she tried to throw some reptilian shit on me. Hold on, dude, I told you. My name is Lord Anu. Ain't no fucking reptilian harder than me. I'm raw at this shit. When she got the kick in that shit, man, I got strategies. My military science don't ever stop. Like I will act drunk and won't have a drop of alcohol in my body. But whatever I gotta do to stay objective and to throw you off your game so you thinking I'm drunk and you trying to capitalize off my ignorance or me being naive ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't matter. That has no bearings with me. This is just I'm staying objective, and this is just what I'm doing to get to the real point so that you can slip up somewhere in your game and give me your game plan. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about acting, my nigga. Don't ever forget that that everything has to be board meeting proper, nigga. We don't speak king and queen English over here. Everybody ain't gotta be proper. I'll manipulate you, you know what I'm saying, and make you think that it's something else, but really it's something else. So like I was having a conversation with this girl, and in the conversation, you know, she was talking to me about something, and I just felt like she was trying to like attack me in the conversation. So I kept on giving her certain different chances. I said, yo, like, you know, like, you really talking to Anu. You don't have to talk like that. Like, I'm Lord Anu. I have Anu energy in me. Don't talk to me like that. And she kept on pushing the envelope. I said, all right, bitch, if you think you ready to challenge Lord Anu, I'm finna show you something. So what I did was I created a mental paradigm, right? And I told you in the Bible when I said in my father's house, I'm going to go to a place that you can't go, but I'm going to prepare it for you. And in my father's house, there are many mansions. In other words, I was talking about a time-space continuum where the many mansions really means a paradigm. And a paradigm is take the spookism out of it and shit. A paradigm just means an ideology or a belief system or a mental construct or framework or a way of thinking, a philosophy or something. That's what a paradigm is, all right? And so pretty much I was using words of power through etymology because I'm a master of this fourth and fifth dimensional shit. I'm Lord Anu. I mastered this fourth and fifth dimensional shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, one of the things that you're really going to have to learn in the fourth and fifth dimension is words of power and etymology because it's grimoire. It's a grimoire is a witch or a warlock's Bible, pretty much. That's their spells of magic. And grimoire, you get the word grimoire, you get the word grammar.
When you're standing in the epicenter, let the shaking begin. The shaking starts here. Hey, brother, can you paradigm? And like the shifting of the combined weight of the massive oglers with the head fake and fake the numbers off of one's chest. Brother, can you paradigm? pump, pump, faint fade, forward jump, slam dunk in your face. From tip off to tap in, rushing, jumping, backboard crushing, dunking in your face. Brother, can you paradigm? Shape shifting. Shifting the shapes of things to come. Plays and instant replays of plays to come. Came and went. Time well spent. Brother, can you paradigm? Tip off to tap in, rushing, jumping, backboard crushing, dunking in your face. Pump, pump, fake, fake, fade, forward, jump, slam, dunk in your face.
Like to take time and take time and play.
The shift that caused the earthquake. You're standing in the epicenter that the shaking began. The shaking starts here.
Let the shake, shake, shake
and brother,
begin.
Can you paradigm?
Shake it begin, shake it begin. Shake,
call me shape shifting.
Shake it begin, shake it begin, shake it begin. Shake, shake,
shape of things
shake
that come.
Shake it begin, shake it begin.
Instant replays of plays to come came, went time well spent. Brother, can you paradigm?
Go back in another
shake,
body.
Shape shifting.
Do the dirty work.
The shifting like the tectonic place that caused the earth to quake.
So anyway, back to the ETs again. Excuse me, my body's trying to dry up. It's chapped all the time. Wake up every couple hours and my mouth, I can't talk or anything. It's so dry, and it's like it's clay that's drying and becoming solid. Anyway, something was bothering me. I had to get rid of it. I know when I do that, I make funny faces. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's okay, Jay.
I've been like that forever. It's what's natural to me when I do it, that's all. Crack the hell out of that one. Anyway, ETs. So, they're going to start around Honeymoon Cay organizing things, and then it'll start happening everywhere. You'll be seeing a lot of ships.